Friday through Manchester, Tet Zayin, Shvat, Toshe Pialef, Harav, Avram Moshe Lampin.
Good morning, everybody. The Heilige Baal Shem Tov once said to his Talmidim that whenever you hear a besavot from somebody, nishnayid, even lahavdil from a goy, you can always learn. It's a raya, it's a shkura prutis. You can always learn something from Avodas Hashem Yisburach. Tomorrow, Talmid, I think, it was the Talmud Yaakov Yosef. So I gewindet. He can learn my love. He has a word from a yid. Even see his chillen of a yid. Even he can learn from a yid. But havdol if a goy is walking the street and saying he has a comment, you can learn from a goy. But the Rebbe gesucht, so he took it into his mind, but he didn't really grasp it properly. How can you say that if a goy says he has a word, it's a limit of avodas Hashem Yisburach? And as he was walking out, he saw there this peasant was saying to his son, "Please come. Bring the schwere peckle, throw it on the donkey. Rough off the schwere peckle of the hay on the donkey." And the son says to his father, "Ich kann nicht koich, ich kann nicht." And his father says to him, "Die kennst ja, die willst nicht. Die kennst ja, die willst nicht." And he learned a big limit from this, that person thinks, "Ich kann nicht, I can't. You can't, you don't want. And there's a rutzen, ein, du wo oben frei rutzen." And gesehen, the Talmud says, "You can learn from everybody. It's a shkura prutis. If you hear something from a goy, it's a shkura prutis. Hashem sent you to hear these words to learn about the Avodas Hashem Yisburach." So this week in my house we had a psalimut from a goy. A goy said a psavot, and we learned a big limit in the Avodas Hashem Yisburach. We buy fish from a fishmonger. Doing the games, everybody knows the fishmonger. The goyter brings every Friday, Friday morning, early, kept off from tea, and brings the fish. In the Woche, a weekly order. Last week she brought the fish. My Rebbe opens the door. Get us a krechts. The krechts. Wife says to her, "What's the krechts? What's the big sigh?" "Oh, I'm ready. I've hungered any. Delivering fish, going to bed. Aber gesucht zu machen, es ist eine neue Gewalte geschrieben. Du sagst, auslernen von dem, ein Havdel, dem ist ein Oilam. It's a boring life. Delivering fish and going to bed. A Yid also can deliver fish and go to bed. Aber es ist ein Pasha Shemoy, es ist ein Pasha Zohayu. So, boys, in Beshalach, es lebt sich. A Mensch, was lebt mit Jüdischkeit, er lebt mit der Teure. Es ist ein Schachter, es ist ein Münch, es ist ein Marev, es ist ein Cheshwin, es ist ein Kister, es ist ein Schwad. A Jid, was lebt mit der Teure, er lebt mit der Teure. Er kann auch den leveren Fisch, noch gar nicht im Bett, aber es lebt. Ich stelle von der Frieden, wo ich dann von Echem Melechai, wie Kaif, ich sage, Saal, du bin die Schmuss im Chemel und Rabba, meine Seichen, das andere Leben. This is a limit, especially Pashas B'Shalach, as Mahrom said now, the Shire. Pashas B'Shalach, as a colorful Sandra. One of my children, a big time Chuchim Kanayin, Baruch Hashem, when he was a boy, the Rebbe had a Tanis on him that he wasn't behaving in class. It was a Friday, Pashas, I'll never forget it, it was Pashas B'Shalach Friday. And the Rebbe said that because you weren't behaving, you'll have to stay after Chayit on Friday till I finish being Ma'avah Sandra. And it was Ma'avah Sedra, Parshas B'Shalach is a Sedra. And he was standing there, and the Rebbe kept asking him, "Do you know what I've done wrong? No, what I've done wrong? No idea." The whole Parshas B'Shalach, every year Parshas B'Shalach, I remind myself in this story of my son. But Parshas B'Shalach is a very long, interesting Sedra. It's not so long, but it's so interesting. So many subjects. Kriyas Yamsif, the Shira, the Mura, the bitter water, Moshe Rabbeinu made them sweet. Pasha Samon, Mechema Samulai, so many subjects, so many anunim. But to put it in a nutshell, what's the Pasha, what's the message of the Pasha? The first part of the Pasha, Kriyas Yamsiv, the Shira, the Pasha Samon, is in a minna. believing Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vayamini Bashem and Moshe Avdoi. The Shira shouts out, Vayamini Bashem and Moshe Avdoi. The Parshamon is Panusa. The person who works more, works less, Al Tamar Bolehemet, Mamat Lehemet, Asher Smuach gives Panusa. The Tzitzenis Amon, which is the limit from Yeremia Anuvi, showed the generations, Tzitzenis Amon, the bottle of Amon, years later, have a look, if you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he'll provide you Panusa. At the end of the Shir, at the end of saying, if the Shir ever sings, at the end of a minute, Amini B'Hashem Moshe Avdoi, then Amulaik, it teaches us the end of Amulaik, the end of Shekocha B'Deich, the Yetzirah, who makes us cold. Amulaik, B'Matria Sufik, B'Matria Sufik, B'Matria brings a person to a Sfaikis in a minute. Amulaik, B'Matria Rom, brings a person to Gaius, 240. Amulaik, B'Matria 240, Sufik, brings Sfaikis in a minute, Rom, brings the Gava. That's the opposite that fights. Amini B'Hashem Moshe Avdoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the Rosh HaGivu, and he was holding his hands up, and Yeshia was fighting Amulaik. So Moshe Rabbeinu, K'miyuchel is the gates, is K'neged Amulaik. Amulaik from one side, Moshe Rabbeinu from the other side. Humon from one side, and Mordechai HaTzadik from the other side. So this is the Machloikis, the Yetzahore, the Yetzatoyev, the Rishuim, and the Tzadikim, the Mina and the Svaikis. This is the Parsha. So we know, respecting the Shlua Kudish, as when we read the parashas, it's not only in of history we read the parashas, it's in of Kalakoyas Abgillah Mafraya Lo Yutzik the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. Somebody who thinks that the Megillah is only a historic event is Lo Yutzu. It's not a history book. It's not history. We're living it. We're living it in the Torah. We're living it in the presence and the current affairs in the presence. Everything in the Torah is, it's a story that happened, it's a limit in our personal life. You have to find the nimshel, the mushel, what happened then years ago is the guy in our life. It's a Torah's MS, it's a Torah forever, it's an everlasting Torah. We say, Belaila Saide, we say, B'chol doir v'doir, chayim udam, liris es asma, kili utzim v'tzroim. We don't make the Saide only for historic history. It's the history of living itself in our days. I think I also the briski ruvas. It's the shvest mitzvah. The shvest mitzvah is to see kill yutzim mitzroim. And we find, I found four gedolim that say that not only Pesach b'nacht is the reunion to feel kill yutzim mitzroim, the mitzvah of zechiras yitzis mitzroim that we have every single day. We learn Krishna twice a day, and we say the Yoimah, the third parsha, and we say, Aviya, the Shem HaKemash, the Shem HaKemash, it's an Indian to remind it is Mitzrayim. Also, this mitzvah is an Indian, the Chol Doi V'Doi, Chayiv, Udom, Linus, it's asked for Chol Yoim, B'Yoim. I found it in Charaidim, Sefer Charaidim writes it, the Balatani, Parik Mem Zayin, the Chsam Soifa, and the Zeri Kodesh Vrop Shizruf. All these four Gedoilim, they say a Chiddish. At the end of Sigis Atzbach in Yutzim Mitzrayim, to feeling that I'm going out of Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, not only Pesach Banach, but every single day. And the Baratani writes, what does it mean? It means Yitzis Mitzrayim, in a different, it also includes Yitzis Mitzrayim, the personal Yitzis Mitzrayim of every personal person. Every person personally has got Yitzis Mitzrayim. Every person is in the Mitzrayim. The gift, the Midas Ruas, the physical temptations, is a Mitzrayim. It's a prison. And the Neshuma is the real person, and he's in the Mitzrayim. And every day when he davens, and he says Krishna, does mitzvahs, is he sees Mitzrayim? So every day do he sees Mitzrayim. The person should be with Simcha, the person should live every day with he sees Mitzrayim. Just like Balatanya in Parik Mem Zayin. So let's try and see, what do we see in this parasha with the guy in our days, to our days, Mitzrayim. We live in a Mitzrayim, in a Mitzrayim of the world. We live in a Mitzrayim in our own gif. And what do we see in this Mitzrayim? Vayamini b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. The Yin realized that they have to have Moshe Rabbeinu on top to be able to keep them out of Mitzrayim. Vayamini b'Hashem is very good. That's the main goal. But how do we reach Vayamini b'Hashem? Through Moshe Avdoi. The whole Balagunish Paisach, we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Why? Because the main idea of Laila Sayyid is to bring him in B'Hashem. But once we mention him, Vayamini B'Hashem and Moshe Avdoi, Once we mention Moshe Rabbeinu Balayla Saida, because to be able to be able to live with a minute Bashem, we have to have a minute Moshe Avdo. Let's have a look. There was a Holocaust. The Holocaust 75 years ago, the Holocaust. It was terrible, it was very questionable. People had Chumun Islam, the Sfikers in the Minna, who were seeing Chumun Islam, the Germans taking the Eden, Katsoyna, Tedech Yeval, the Doyle Yisruel, Tariqim, put them to the gas chambers. Chumun Islam, it was, people had questions, Hashem, Uzma Sa'uretz, where's the Ashkuru Putis, where's the Minna? Chumun Islam, people were feeling very lost. What brought back the Minna to Klal Yisruel? The Klal Yisruel were very great, it was a big mess after the war. It's unbelievable how so close after the war, Eden began again, back to build families, and they didn't fall into despair. But who was Mechazik the Eden? Gedoyli Yisrael. Gedoyli Yisrael, there were those who, and Hashem gave us big Gedoyli Yisrael. It's a school that was the Bel Zruz Chol Levoche. Malach Elikim. I heard many Chassidim. They came, they just heard the Bel Zruz saying, Yamarev, Hashachis. They heard him speak. So they saw, oh, Hashem is still here. This, Tzaddik, who was here in this world, but he was seeing what's going on in Shemaim, he was helping Eden, he was encouraging Eden. All Eden, Satmar Rebbe in America, Baran Kotler, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, all the Gedolim Yisrael who rebuilt Klal Yisrael, closed Megeruv, all the Gedolim Yisrael, they were those who gave in their minna, who gave in their spirit, who gave in the real feeling after the war. There was a Yid, who was a Yid, who was called Abifroim Treuber. And he was there for 5 years in Auschwitz. 5 years, because the Galatian Yidin, the Polish Yidin, were there earlier, before the Hungarian Yidin. And they asked him, how is it possible for you to survive the war and to blab Ma'elech Yidin? He says, after 3.5 years, it was so difficult with this Nazi regime there, it was impossible. But afterwards, Nebuch, when he heard that the Hungarian Yidin came to Auschwitz, and they told him, as the Belzeruv was rescued, that is now in Eretz Yisrael, he brought it that Tzaddik has been rescued, Hashem is looking at us. Heard the story from a Yid, told me himself, he was called Rabshi Yakubovich. When I knew him, it was about 85, he was lifted mamash a few months ago, I think he was 100. So he told me, that he, after the camps, the Nazis told the Yidin to make the Toit March. He used to march for miles and miles and miles, and people fell down Nebuch, from, like the flies Nebuch. And he was walking there, and he was trying to keep his life, and he was walking, and all of a sudden, started feeling weak, and he couldn't carry on. All of a sudden, he reminded himself that the first day of Slichas, he heard the bells roof saying, L'mishpateichu amdi hayoim ki hakla avodeichu. L'mishpateichu to you, mishpat amdi hayoim, they stood up, call this one, ki hakla avodeichu, all your servants. And I remember the way the Belzeruv said that, the Mamish saw it. He saw the Belzeruv saying it, and he says, the Shomer revived, he lived, he got Kisa Maisim, and he carried the walking in B'Hashem, he lived the war, he was a Chasana, he's got children. The Indian Amini B'Hashem and Moshe Avdo, he's Kapusha Tezach. When Eden fall into different things that take away the Eden from the right focus, and the Gedolim Yisrael put us back onto the focus. If we can say nowadays, and I think we have to stress it, nowadays we're living in a Mitzrayim of the social media, I think. I think that's the Mitzrayim nowadays. I feel a nishkara virus. The Ashkufa. People are very into the social media, the way the Goyim touch up the world, the way the Goyim lead the world, the Goyish leaders, they say the Ashkufa. I feel those who do Tovus Fayidin. I feel the leaders who do Tovus Fayidin. I know who I mean, the American Amuliger, the president, who was Tovus Fayidin. But to look at the Ashkufa, the way the Ashkufa, the thing must be red, puts a person into a false Ashkufa. It's not committed to Torah, it's not Torah to the Ashkufa. A person has to be Duvik, the Darka Torah, Darka Tzadikim, Darka Rosh Hashivas. It's very, very important, not in the cloud, the way how Gedolei Yisrael teaches how to lead our lives in today's society. It's very important for our children, especially. We're not from the Friedrich Gedol. It's not the same world. It's not the same thing. Okay, but we don't. It's not the same world. But these kleine Kinder, like in there, so I say, look, not just since they were yesterday, but they were even. Okay? A man had Lucian Horn. Tun had Lucian Horn. Now, friend, Lucian Toy. I'm a Lucian Horn, I'm a Teiser. But they were saying, you keep on speaking Lucian Horn the whole time. This is why I said Lucian Horn. I said, jump is anders. So we can, how can our children blam with the richtig yashkufa, with the minna, with the warmkeit? The gedolei Yisrael, the Rosh Hashivas, the Rebbes, the gedolei Yisrael, the Rabunem, they are those who keep our right yashkufa. The Amini Vashem Moshe Amd is very chushim for every generation to keep the Mitzis Mitzrayim. So I'll tell you a shayna maase, the Amini Vashem Moshe Amd in this week's Sedra. Vayi v'shalach pare esom, v'nuchem l'lekim deres v'shmikurvi, the story told, I heard the story many years ago, I'll say one misach. There was a town in Ukraine called Zhytomyr. This town, they had the Yidden lived in Zhytomyr, and they had very good connections with the Goyim. Not good connections, they lived together, one town, they did business, they used to buy schuyr from the Goyim, used to sell it in the little villages around them, in Panusa, there was harmony, they were living together with harmony. The Galach had gepeiget, Vayamed Melech Huda Shliuda, Yosef Raya Galach, this new Galach, he hated Yidden. Also, das haben wir richtig, also wir haben wir die Eis auf Söhne Leakev. So he started dashing the Tifl every Sunday, as thought it should also go not right to make Panusa with the Eden, it's wrong. And slowly the Eden started above gets a handle with the Goyim, and it was getting difficult in Panusa. And then he came out with it was outrageous. The Yidden are living here in our town. They're taking over the whole town. We can't bring our newly married children into this town. We have to, there's no room in the town. We have to send a letter to Petersburg. And as we have to say to Vashikin Ala Yidden. There's no room for the Yidden here. The Yidden should leave the town. It should allow us, people of the town, the main residents, to sit here and to be able to bring our children, to be able to spread out our dwellings. The Eden are taking over the place, we have to send them away. No, they sent a letter to Petersburg, it was a secret, nobody knew about it. The people of this town, Thomas, sent a letter to St. Petersburg, asking the Tsar of Russland, sure. Nobody knew about it. It was a secret because they didn't want the Yidden to make a shtadlis. But one of the Goyse Knackis who was there in this Gezeire went to drink Bromfen by Yiddish Kretschme. And Kenue, Noch Akos, Arbe Koises, Shmoyne Koises. And the Gvar was very happy. Took him to Zoyes. He said to the Yid, Yid, you think you'll stay here forever? Noch Avach, you're all out. What's this? Didn't hear what happened. We sent a letter to St. Petersburg, to the Tsar. You're all out in the week. The Yidden were in the shock. He ran to the roof of Zhytomyr and told him the story. The roof said, don't make a panic. We'll send a mashlachas, a delegation of four or five people to go to Chernobyl, to the Heilige Tzadik Rebbe Aaron of Chernobyl. Rebbe Aaron of Chernobyl was the biggest gedolim at the time in that area in Ukraine. Son of Rebbe Mochel of Chernobyl, Rebbe Aaron of Chernobyl. And they went to the delegation went to Shabbos, and they arrived Mamash Erev Shabbos. They had no time Bechlal to tell Rebbe Aaron Chernobyl what their Bakusha is. They came Mamash Erev Shabbos, Sumach Lemincha. Join. Came to the Tish. Friday night, Zucht Rebbe Aaron Chernobyl. Vayehi! It's Zatzura. Ein Vayel Vayehi, it's Zatzura. Beshalach Paroi Esuom. Paroi will wegschicken dem Volk. Blenuchem Elekim. The Minister Din was geschlossen. Bloinuchem Alekim. The Minister Din won't allow it. Derech Eretz would be more logic. Pelishtim. Send away the Goyim. Kikurvi. That's more close to the cycle. These are the words. Nobody knew what the Rebbe was talking about. Chitz from the four people, they understood. The same Torah was said by Mituk. And the same Torah was said by Shalashidus. What the Shabbos, they go in to this Rebbe, Archnobel, and they say, Rebbe, Rebbe Tzura, the people are going, want to expel us from this town, from Zhytomyr, and they want to send a letter to St. Petersburg, and they want to make a mishpat, who knows? I've answered you already, didn't hear my Torah, I've answered you. Fufs and tight. They went home, came to the roof of Zhytomyr, told the Rebbe said this Torah, and the Rebbe at convention, and then the minister, the Amini Vashem and Moshe Avdoi. What happened? A letter came from St. Petersburg saying, I hear what you're saying, there's no place in this town for you. I would advise and I would say, and I would tell you, that the people of this town are very good farmers, are very good builders. We have a lot of space in Siberia. we command that all the people who haven't got a place to live should come to Siberia, and we will help you to build a new town and to plant new fields. And the Tsar gave out a chok that the people, the Goy and Pelishtim, should leave this Shetoma and come to Siberia and build up Siberia. So this was the death that happened through the Bruch of the Rebbe. This was Begashmias, this is Brochnias, Vamidim Hashem Moshe Avdoi. The Indian of a minister, Tzadikim, was always the koyach, how to keep Klal Yisrael focused in difficult times, you see it's Mitzrayim. So another, we find, interesting, we find by the 10 Makis, only one Torah writes, Leman Tesapa Be'ozne Binchui Be'Binchui Hashem Tzadikim Mitzrayim. Once, Makis Arba. Vedich Sam Soifer, why pick Makis Arba? The 10 Makis. Why pick Makis Arba? Says the Torah, Leman Tesapa Be'ozne Binchui Be'Binchui, you say to your children, you're Einiklich. Says the Torah, Gewaltige Chedi, she says, so, we don't find, the Torah doesn't write clearly that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeini, it's going to be Makis Arba. Every Makis Torah writes, it's going to be Dom, Tzvardaya, Kinim, Boyal Paroi, doesn't say what? Moshe Rabbeini says there'll be Arba. What's chat? Says, I'm sorry, I would think Hashem gave a choice to Moshe Rabbeini. Choose your own Makis. Every Makis Hashem commanded. Arba was left for Moshe Rabbeini to decide, to show Klal Yisrael that Tzadik Goyzer, Shmuchu Makayim. So part of the Makis were to teach Klal Yisrael the Minas Tzadikim. So the man to Sapa Be'ozna Binchu Be'Binchu is darkly written by Arba. So why? Because Arba teaches not only a Minas Hashem, if Moshe Avda, and that's the koyach to be able to be Mamsha Chinuch for the children. When the children respect Tzadikim, when the children respect the Das Torah, they follow the rules of Das Torah, the rules of that's the Shmira for the Doiris. Because once, Lahavdil, you don't believe Tzadikim Adoiris. You don't believe Rosh Hashivas, and you start getting new rabbis from elsewhere. They give different Levidim, and they give a different picture on the world. It's Tzuris. You can't know where the children will reach. That's why Leman Tesapa, Be'ozne Binchu, Ben Binchu, the Chinuch of Laila Sayyidah, the Chinuch of Tzis Mitzrayim, has to be together with Vamini Bashem, in Moshe Avdus, Dafke Ba'arba. Which Arba was chosen by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because Hashem gave him the choice that he should be the one who chooses the Makir. That should be taught to the children to show a side of the Koyach of Hashem and the Koyach of Tzadikim. Another Gewaltige Indian that helps a person go out of Mitzrayim is another point. The Indian of the Midas. A person has Midas. Different Midas. Amu like, besides being Gematria Sufik, it strikes to a person, it's Gematria Rom. Rom is Gava. A person is Balgava. A person doesn't act with Midas Toivas. It's also the Midas Ruas, they are the Shlichim of the Sutton. They're not the Mitzrayim. The person is the Mitzrayim. It's not his real. A person, I once heard a Mushel, like a person riding on a donkey. And he knows he wants to go to this place. Yeah? He has his GPS, he wants to go to the town. He's riding his donkey. All of a sudden, in the middle of the way, there's a lot of grass there, the grass. And the donkey starts eating the grass. The donkey starts doing its own agenda. And it disturbs the person from focusing on his agenda. We have a neshoma, we have a pneumius, we have a hiding in the neshoma. And we're riding on the donkey, the gift. The gift is the donkey. The gift wants to become depressed, wants to become in chaos, wants to hate Reuven, hate Shimon, be in a coma. All different Midas Ruas, that's the donkey. And a person gives in to his donkey. It takes away the person, the Shumah, for focusing on the right way where he has to travel. So we have to, another chush of a zach, how to overcome the Yisrael Mitzrayim of the Yetzirah, of the gift, is Midas Toivus. So Amu like is Gematria 240. Once it's like a Sufik, it brings a Shekochu. It makes us cold. Cold Rochnias. How? One thing is Sufik, Gematria Sufik. Amulik Matri Sufik, Svaikis in the Minas, Svaikis in Yerushalayim, that's the Kuch of the Midi Bashem Moshe Avdoi. And then is the Indian of the Midas who is Rom. Rom. Rom is Matri Amulik, which means Gavra. A person is Valgavra, the gift is Valgavra. It's not humble. It's not willing to be Machnir for a different person, Machnir for the Torah. In my list, it's very important the person should focus on Midas Toivus, realize that he shouldn't give in to the Midas Ruas. This also helps go. He sees Mitzrayim. He was out of his Mitzrayim. He doesn't realize. He falls into the trap of the Yetzirah, and he does things that he wouldn't really want to do. He comes to the shul. All of a sudden, somebody disturbs him. He gets into the chaos, into care, the jealousy, and he's off track. He's not doing what he wants to do. The donkey is gone. He's gone astray. That's Amu like. That's Rom. Ultimate Rom for the Gav of the Magav of the Gif. Of a Midas Toivus, that makes the person focus on the right thing. So we find this week Kriyas Yamsif. Kriyas Yamsif is the part of the Yitzis Mitzrayim. Maru, Hayom Ru Vayunois. Maru, Aroyo Shel Yosef. What's Aroyo Shel Yosef? Yosef HaTzadik, he is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael Limidus Toivus. Where do you find another tzaddik so much, who had so much with his brothers, they were jealous, they sold him for a servant. What did he repay them? He repaid them by giving him food in Mitzrayim. He never ever felt any sin against his brothers. He says, the Zohar Kodesh, Yosef HaTzadik, reached gewaltige Madreiges. Yosef HaTzadik, we call him, we don't say Riv HaTzadik, Shem HaTzadik. We say Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik reached gewaltige Madreiges. Why? Because Yosef HaTzadik showed Midas Toivus, although his brothers were acting in a manner which could have caused them jealousy, back to fight back, the Kuma, the Tira, Sinner. No Sinner at all. So Tzadik was completely Meshalem, Toivat Achazru. He overcame this human nature of the gift of all the Midas Ruas. Hayom Ru Vayunas, there's a big Yama, a big ocean out there. A big ocean trying to trap us in the ocean. How do we go through how can we split the ocean? How can we go out of Mitzrayim and split all these waters that try to drown? To overcome Karlsruhe, the Mayim Rabbim. How do we overcome it? Kriyas Yamsev, how? Maru, Aroyne Shel Yosef, the teaching, the legacy of Yosef HaTzadik, teaches us Midas Toivus. This is the Inyan. Famili Vashem and Moshe Avdoi, Arom Rov Yunus, to split the Yamsif, to split the Yam, that's the big, the gewaltige ocean of the Gashmistic world that tries to be shoited of Kali Yisrael, to be shoited in the Shomer. And we've got two lessons. Eins is Moshe Rabbeinu stood with a stake and he split the Yam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amin is Sadiqim, and one is Yosef HaTzadik, Arom Shel Yosef. These two together, Moshe Yosef HaTzadik, are the Koyach, how to overcome the Kriyas Yamsif. Pirim, we're soon closing Pirim. Pirim is a time when Klal Yisrael take a fight is Amulek. Homon is Amulek. Who stands connected? Homon? Mordechai HaTzadik, Amin B'Shem Moshe Avdoi. Er steigt in Metzachime. Klal Yisrael mekabel Torah Baal Peh. When? On Pirim. Because Chudik Ablib Ma'ach HaShvayrish. Fregt Toysus. Chudik Ma'ach HaShvayrish? They said, Nasa V'Nishma. Says Metzachime, they were mekabel Torah B'Ksav. Torah Baal Peh, they were mekabel on Pirim. Why? Because they realize that the only way how to fight this Haman is to listen to Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai said, don't go to the Seder. He was advising Klal, don't go to Haman. Don't fall into the trap of Haman. He's offering you his big Seder, food. You'll be princes. You'll be important by the Gorsha media, by the Gorsha Goy. You'll be important. You'll be Khrushchev. Mordechai warned them, no, don't fall into the trap. Don't fall into the trap. He said, listen. Was it geschehen? You want a Hitler? You want a Haman? A Chmun al-Islam? Später muss ich gewähnen, der realize, no, auf der Liste muss ich meine, ich habe es, ja, gibt zu holen, was zu machen, beruhigst und ja, ich teile das Motto, der realize, Motto was right. If we'll follow the Moshe Rabbein, the Motto will be the Nitzel from the Skiers, the Amsif. And then, Schleuch, Munes, Ischlerei, immer tun es, der wir Minnes Teufels. The fight the Amulek, hat auf two Keuches, the Keuch of Minnes Tzadikim, the Keuch of Yosef HaTzadik, the Keuch of Schleuch, Reyes, Friendship, Tzadik, immer tun es, have a look after the poor people, the ministers, the Eibisch to help. So say, Krieh, mo eures as man. We should relieve with his Mitzrayim. We should go out of our own trap. The Eibisch to help. Bis Chizda, we will go out of our own Mitzrayim. Hashem will send us the Gile Schleime. Ausgleich von der Mitzrayim. Ausgleich von der Mitzrayim. Ausgleich von der Mitzrayim.